Buddy. I'm like the male. Well, I didn't want to go there.
You've been saying brother for years. Any black guy ever said, you my nigga? Like, you my nigga, Hulk?
Well, Booker T used to do that to me on TV. You know, and every time I pull up YouTube, there's that famous thing that Booker T, when his brother was there, and they're all talking trash. And Booker T goes, "I'm coming for you, Hogan, you nigger." And not nigga, he goes, "Nigger." I mean, it's like, and it's still so cool because the whole time I was down in Miami, you know, when I lived there, everybody, you know, like I walk in the booth and all of a sudden I bump into this guy in the games in the booth. It's all black and he's got his BlackBerry. And I bump into him and he goes, "What's up, nigga?" And I said, "Oh, dude, excuse me, bro." You know, he goes, "No, it's all cool." You know, and everybody down there, Lil Wayne, Birdman, everybody, you know, they're all, you know, calling me nigga. And I'm like, and then I started saying it, you know, and I always said it but now all of a sudden I get heat when I say it. And they say, "Hogan, you can't say that." I said, "Well, why can't they say it to me then?" It's like, you know, but brother was cool because, dude, you know, back in the day, during my career, I used to party real hard. I couldn't remember anybody's name.
So brother was the easiest way to hide. That's like the neutrality word right there. Hey, brother.
Yeah, they
I'm gonna start. You know what? That's a good idea. Because I'm always like, hey, shit.
No, they'd introduce me like to, you know, Dick Ebersol or somebody like that, or somebody that, you know, like Les Moonves that runs CBS. And within 10 seconds, somebody would walk in, I get ready to say, "Hey, brother, you know, this is so-and-so." And I was like, you know, I couldn't remember. So that's where it came from.
That's gangster.
So when you were partying, what was your